Hello, I am Ethan Van Horn from Francis L. North, and I'm talking to Victoria Ramshaw. Say hi.
Hi.
She's introduced herself. That is it. That is all her introduction will ever be. And we are going to talk to her about why she chose online school or in-person school, depending on what she chose. The reason she chose it, obviously, like what I just said, if she changes her mind, what she thinks about it, if in-person's better than online, if she's done online, which she has, so I'm just going to spoil it. She's done online, so obviously, yes. So what did you choose, Victoria?
Well, I chose online school.
That's surprising. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So why did you choose online? What was the reasoning behind it?
Well, there's a lot of reasonings behind it, but mostly because a big reason was, you know, COVID. People are ill in health, you know. So I have to be wary of that, and I didn't want to come home and give it to anyone that could possibly get sick from it.
So you say you chose online because you didn't want to get people sick or sick yourself, and you were worried that COVID wasn't going to be well handled at school?
Yes, that was my concern, that COVID was going to be a big problem with school. But I think that actually they're handling it very well, but I still will choose to stay on, like, online.
Why will you choose to stay online?
Well, because I feel like as I'm in a rhythm of doing online school and I already know most of my teachers and my classmates, it would just be not logical to just move because I want to.
What if I told you that next semester, when you have a choice to switch, you will get all new teachers?
Well, I think that's also an experience that you learn.
So you still want to do online?
Yes, I have already registered to do online next semester.
Is there a reason behind it, like... Is there a reason behind it that you not having to get up out of bed and just being able to sit in bed wearing your pajama bottoms and just wearing a shirt, acting like you're up?
That's definitely one of the reasons. I mean, it's a luxury to honestly have, you know.
If COVID was not a thing and you had the, if they said, hey, virtual learning in person, what would you have chosen?
I think I would have gone in person.
Okay.
Honestly. You know, with COVID not being a thing, I could go back to my friends and have, you know, a quote-unquote normal school life and, you know, hanging out life, so.
All right. I would be talking about my experiences, like, what I would do, because I chose online as well, so that's the only reason I'm not if I was in person. I would have personally stayed, and I would have chosen online. I was already doing hybrid, so it doesn't really... I'm a little biased. I was already doing part online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any classes that you're taking outside of the FHTs? Like some kids are taking classes through Springfield Public Schools, which is another Canvas or Instructure app that you use. You just log into a different one. It's handled completely different. There's not Zoom classes for it, and you get these assignments every other day, so it's a lot different. Are you taking any like that?
No, I'm not. I'm only doing the... Canvas Infrastructure.
And FHSD.
Yes.
So that was Victoria Ramshaw and obviously Ethan Van Horn. She just answered 5 questions on why she chose online school and if she would go back. And she obviously would prefer in person, although COVID, which has really sucked, hasn't it?
Yeah, it honestly has. You know, it's taken away a lot. But, you know, I'm grateful to have the option of doing online.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to look at it. So thank you for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all. Have a great, safe time at school or in virtual. Yeah.